Fridays are when we talk about the region's business news with Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Good morning, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Old Ironsides, a longtime Sacramento bar at 10th and S Streets, is up for sale.
Yeah, the owners decided to put the business on the market. The same family has owned and operated Old Ironsides since it opened in 1934. Now they say they're ready to retire.
And that place is still pretty hopping, right?
Yeah, the owners say the business is doing well. That's largely due to all the development that's nearby along the R Street corridor. The owners are simply burned out at this point. The family will continue to own the building itself, which was built in the 1870s. In addition to the bar space, the building includes four upstairs apartments.
So Ironsides has been around more than 80 years. I know it's also a place to see live music, but has it always been a bar?
Yeah, even though it's had the same family ownership over that time, it has gone through a variety of phases. It even once had a liquor store in its extra space. After the liquor store, the operators focused on live music and other performances. The business has hosted a variety of well-known bands and comedians.
Well, do you think a new owner would make any big changes?
That would depend on the owner, but the family that currently owns Old Ironsides has acknowledged that there might be room for some changes. For example, the bar is only open 5 days a week and doesn't open until 6 p.m. on Saturdays. The owners haven't set a schedule for when they'd like to complete a sale of the business.
In Midtown Sacramento at 19th and Q Streets, an apartment and retail project called Q19 has sold for $26.8 million, less than a year after it was completed.
Yeah, the buyer was from the Bay Area, and the brokers on the deal say Q19 set a per square foot record of $580. The project includes 68 apartments as well as retail space. It's near a dog park, grocery store, and Midtown's Ice Blocks project. Q19 was developed by SKK Developments and the Groupie Company.
What do you think this sale means for the local real estate market and the need for more affordable housing?
Well, the project represents another high watermark for multifamily investment in Sacramento's central city. It's also more evidence of interest in the urban core and shows that the market is there for developers. But the sale doesn't really have many implications for affordable housing, since the units in Q19 are fairly small and still fairly expensive.
All right, well, let's talk about food. A restaurant serving plant-based burgers is scheduled to open tomorrow in Midtown.
Right, this locally owned eatery is called Burger Patch, and it's been in the works since 2017. Its founders expect the restaurant won't only appeal to people with dietary restrictions.
And where exactly is it?
You'll find it in an apartment and retail project at 2301 K Street in Midtown. It has a grab-and-go setup and serves entrees that resemble traditional beef burgers and chicken sandwiches, but are made with meat alternatives. The business was founded by a Sacramento Kings executive and his wife and has had a presence in Golden One Center. The concept aims to show people that plant-based diets go beyond salads and smoothies.
We talked before about with all these restaurants in Midtown Sacramento, it's getting harder for restaurant operators to find workers. How did this business deal with those challenges?
Yeah, the founders of this business say the mission of the eatery helped attract high-quality workers. In addition to its focus on a plant-based lifestyle, Burger Patch emphasizes sustainability with products such as recycled fiber napkins. The business employs 14 people and is still hiring. Its founders say they pay above minimum wage for all their positions. And even amid all the challenges surrounding the restaurant industry, they plan to expand the concept in the future.
Thank you, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. There's more business news at capradio.org/business. And follow us on Twitter as @capradionews.